Good morning and welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue on a week's focus on receiving help, we'll talk today about receiving help by God's Spirit. Paul writes to Timothy, and he says, to guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you, guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. That's from 2 Timothy 1, verse 14. Several things there that I think are important as we consider what it looks like to receive help. We've talked this week about receiving help from God. We've talked about receiving help even as we help others. We've looked at this concept that help in all forms really originates with God. That we receive help through continual prayer. And sometimes God simply provides in ways that are unexplainable. But many times He provides through the people around us. And many times He uses us to provide for those who are in need and in continual prayer, seeking God. And when it comes to His Spirit, He's placed His Spirit within us. And he says to use the Spirit, to allow the Spirit to guard what has been entrusted to you. And when we understand the stewardship role that we have, some of the obvious things that I think ought to come to mind is we've been entrusted with God's Word. It has been given to us by God. It's been taught to us by a variety of people. And it's been entrusted. It's been planted in our life. And it's the seeds of God's Word that have grown and produced whatever good fruit exists. We've been entrusted with the very presence of Jesus through His Spirit. The same Spirit that Paul says to allow to guard the things that we've been entrusted with. But I also believe we've been entrusted with relationships. That people that God has brought into our life for His good purposes. And sometimes it begins, at least, what might feel one-sided is they're brought into our life so that we can help them and that we can encourage them and we can teach them and that they would grow. Sometimes it's the opposite, that they're brought into our life so that they can help us and encourage us and teach us and we can grow. More often than not, because it's the nature of God. And it's His calling to us to be in relationship that's mutually beneficial. And we learn from one another. The Bible says that as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And so we have that good deposit that's been entrusted to us of relationship. We have resources that have been entrusted to us. The Bible says, what have you received? What have you given that you have not first received? And if you have received it, why do you act like you have not? And so many times I become stingy with what I've received because, I forget that I received it. I think I've earned it. I've deserved it. It's all because of me. And yet it's all stuff that I've been entrusted with by God. Not simply to please myself, but to serve others and to make Him known. And I believe it's all of that that God says to guard with the help of His Spirit. You know, the very foundational doctrine of God's Word, the source of teaching and of instruction, of example of Jesus, has been entrusted to us, and it's with the help of God's Spirit that we understand it, that we protect it, that we are careful with how we use it. And I'm all for understanding and digging deep. But I think sometimes we, as humans, want to prove that we're so much smarter than everybody else that we ignore God's Spirit and we believe it's our responsibility to change God's Word, to make it more fitting to today, to make it more applicable, to give it a better understanding in a culture that lives differently. And there's just this fine line between applying eternal truth to a current culture and letting the current culture change those eternal truths. There are things which I believe the Bible is very clear about that are sinful, that are behaviors that are abhorrent to God. And today's culture, even today's religious culture, has come along and said, well, God really didn't mean that. It's the old lie of Satan back in the garden. That's not really what God meant. And it's the Holy Spirit that ought to be present in our life, convicting us when we try to change God's Word. And it's the Holy Spirit within us that ought to be convicting us when our relationship with God begins to, well, be lacking because we quit putting into it. We quit spending time with Him. We pursue other interests that pull us away from God. And we receive help from God's Spirit that ought to be convicting us and challenging us and calling us back. We receive help from God's Spirit when those relationships that He's brought into our life become difficult. And in a society, in a world that, well, lives with throwaway relationships and disposable everything, it's so easy to fall into the world's trap. When God's Spirit has been given to us and can help us guard those relationships. So many times we fail to listen. And yes, we fail to listen to one another, and that's where the relationship issues begin to break up. But we fail to listen to God in the presence of His Spirit. And that makes the reconciliation almost impossible. But it's when we're willing to listen and allow God's Spirit to show us the common ground to show us the existing brotherhood and sisterhood and relationship that exists because we're in Christ. So we receive help from God's Spirit in maintaining the relationships that God has brought into our life and that He wants to grow. We receive help from God's Spirit when it comes to sharing and living with generosity. A Spirit that reminds us that the stuff is just on loan. That none of it can be taken with us. That as children of God, as kingdom citizens, we're headed to a place where the stuff that we have now really has no value. And if somehow we could take it with us, it would be pointless. Yeah, think about living in northern Indiana, and there are a lot of things that I have that are useful because of where I live. I have a fairly nice snowblower that I can use to clear the drive, and one at work that I use to clear the sidewalks. And if I was to decide that my destination of residence was just going to kick back relax and live a life of leisure and move to Key West, Florida, it would be rather foolish of me to take that snowblower with me. And even if I could, what would be the point? Or to take some of my layers of winter clothing and things that would have no use. And as those that are headed to an eternal destination where the stuff of this earth is of no use, I believe God's Spirit helps us and is given in order to help us be reminded of our need to share. And I think we've become so good at drowning out that voice, at hearing the cries of the poor, of the oppressed, of those in need, and making excuses rather than giving help. And I recognize it's a complicated issue sometimes. And sometimes the help that a person needs is not really what they're asking for. What they're asking for may do more harm than good. And I believe in using great discernment when it comes to stewardship of the resources God has given us. But don't allow the difficulties of this world to keep you from the struggle. Allow God's Spirit to help you. There are things I believe that you and I see each day that God's Spirit wants to kind of nudge us and say, help. For me, it's things like packing meals for Haiti, heading down to Louisiana to help clean up. To give to people who, well, are suffering and are doing the very best they can. And while I know that there's great limits to what I can do, I still allow God's Spirit to help me know that there are some things I can, even when there are many I can't. And as we live life looking to what God has entrusted us with, sometimes it's just great to do an inventory. To sit down and say, okay, God, what is it that I have? And to do an inventory of the stuff that is tangible, but also the intangible stuff. How much of a grasp do I have on God's Word? How much am I sharing it? How many close friends do I have? How is my life beneficial to them, and how is their life beneficial to me? All the stuff. Do I have a plan for using it? Am I listening to God's Spirit as I watch the news, as I browse through social media? Am I willing to help others? Do I listen? You see, if I was to have a job as a money manager for somebody that was extremely wealthy, who had such a position to say, I need somebody to manage my estate, to be responsible for my finances, under my direction, to pay the bills. And if they were to authorize me to do that, and I would pay the bills as they come in, I would be their bookkeeper, their accountant, whatever term you want to use, and if they would send me a message that says, I saw a great need that I want to help with. Send a check for $1 million. And if I were to examine that and say, you know, I don't think that's a good idea. I think there's better ways to use that money. And it's one thing if I had a relationship with this individual and we could talk about it a little bit, but if I wasn't to talk with them at all and simply say, I'm not going to do it, that just seems foolish. And if this person found out, I'm guessing I would not be their money manager any longer. And many times we live knowing that the stuff belongs to God and that we're His stewards, and yet when His Spirit prompts us and leads us and shows us what we ought to be doing, we say, we don't even necessarily say it to God. We say it to ourselves. That doesn't seem right. I think I can use it in a better way than that. I think it's more use to me than it would be to give it to them. And Jesus tells a variety of stories and parables about money and the way we use it and our possessions, and He makes it clear that our responsibility is to use it according to the Master's wishes and desires. And it's the help of God's Spirit that enables us to do that. Again, it's God's Spirit that gives us the discernment The Bible tells us to test the spirits to know which is from God and which is not. And there are things that cross my mind that I spend time with God and I realize that that really wasn't Him. That I was wanting to do it and it was something that was about drawing attention to myself, or there was pride involved, or greed, or something that maybe wasn't first apparent, but wasn't genuine. And so as you live life, consider what has been entrusted to you, and then receive help from God's Spirit in guarding it, but also in using it well. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love for us is so incredible that You've entrusted great things to us. You've entrusted Your Word. And You expect us to share it, to live it, to know it, to understand it, to grow in it. And You've given us Your Spirit to guard that great deposit. You've given us relationship with Yourself, with people, and You've given us Your Spirit to guard those relationships, to help them to grow and to be healthy in what they ought to be. You've entrusted us with resources of all kinds. And Your Spirit has been given to guard and to help us use those things well. To use those things in ways that honor You, that make Jesus known. So, Father, today, help us to examine those things that have been entrusted to us, and help us to be fully aware of the presence of Your Spirit that has been given to guard those things, that they would stay not simply safe with us, but they would stay useful for the purposes which You've given them to be used for. Father, help us to be faithful in all things. Help us to lean on and to trust Your Spirit to guide us in the best ways to lift up Jesus at all opportunities, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. As you might be able to tell, I get excited about stewardship, about listening to God, about sharing. And so today's broadcast looks like it's a bit longer than what I'm typically accustomed to, but I do pray that these are not only a blessing to you, but that God would greatly bless you today so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.